Vanessa Grogan, V-A-N-E-S-S-A Grogan, G-R-O-G-A-N, 10-482, today's 382 complaint, upper abdominal pain, number one, number two, nausea and vomiting, number three, I vomited so much, bile was coming out. Next number is smoking, next one is cough, next one is congestion, next number is sputum production. Our patient is a 40-year-old woman who comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms. For the past week or two, period, in the paragraph, she really wants to quit smoking. She knows that her smoking is causing a lot of problems. She's never had issues with gallbladder, but she feels that her pain was definitely related to her gallbladder, even though it was on the left side. It has had some food intolerance with fatty food, and she is 40. She is slightly overweight, and she does have a lot of gas, period. COVID immunization, none. Social, she does smoke 3 or 4 drinks at night. Extensively smokes, last period now. Surgery, none. Medical problems, endometriosis, medications, none. Allergy, none. Family history, positive for lung cancer, positive for breast cancer. Maintenance, patient never had a mammogram before. She weighs 142 pounds, no significant change. 98%, 98.4, 16, 85, 135 over 92. Heart positive, positive is 2. Lungs, wheezes. Uranka, abdomen is soft. There's epigastric tenderness. Neck shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash. Or mucosa with anesthesia. Rosacron non-focal. Number one, epigastric pain. Number two, left-sided pain. It's associated with food intolerance, especially fatty food and nausea and vomiting. Next number, minimal right upper quadrant pain. Next number, ultrasound of the abdomen does show what looks like lots of gravel in the gallbladder. Next number, we talked about the fact that she may have passed a stone. Next number is check H. pylori. Next number, because of her dizziness, we did an ultrasound evaluation of her carotid, which was within normal limits. Next number, we looked at her echocardiogram, which was done because of left-sided chest pain. It also was within normal limits with no change from 2020. Next number, check H. pylori, next one is check lab, next one is in face of extensive ETOH use, check B12 level, next one is history of smoking, next number is long talk with patient regarding smoking, next number we're going to put her on Chantix. Today, next number is cough, congestion, sputum production, consistent with bronchitis. Next number is Z-Pack, Medrol dose pack. Next number is add inhaler, Ventolin 2 puffs 4 times a day. Always drench your mouth. Next number is Rosefa. Next number is Decadron 8 milligram. Next number, man, she needs some shots too. Yearly mammogram ordered, must do ASAP. Next one is we talked about Chantix and what some of the psychiatric side effects are. Next one is Z-Pack and Medrol dose pack. Next one is patient was given ample time to ask questions before leaving the office. Thank you.